it's important sometimes may rive Diburim. We talk a lot about the Churban, the Torah of the Churban. We talk a lot about Yisroel Shalayim, about how it is almost instinctive that Klal Yisrael wants it and can look up it and so on. But if you ask somebody, what is it that you want? What is it that you miss? What is it? Fine, the Churban was terrible, the Torah was terrible, the Verus was terrible, the statements were terrible, good. But what are you yearning for? I remember once there's a museum in Migdal David in Sayafo, from Yerushalayim, from Giyat Yerushalayim, and about Yerushalayim, that happens to be quite a good museum. They have a lot of interesting things and so on. But there's a little film over there about why is Yerushalayim special. And it keeps showing how so many different kingdoms and people and countries and nations fought over Yerushalayim and tried to get something in Yerushalayim and so on and so forth. And after every piece, the question is, so what's so special about Yerushalayim that everybody wants it? And as tension built up to hear the answer, the final thing was that what makes Yerushalayim special is Jerusalem stone. Jerusalem stone is built, it's very beautiful, it's white, it has golden hinges, the sun comes, it looks this way, that way, it's special. I was a little bit apprehensive because a while later, I was in Borough Park a few later, and I saw somebody built a building out of Yerushalayim stone, so they might actually turn their back into it, Borough Park into it, because that's it, the stone. History is important. But when we look at Goyim, when we look at the Serbs that are killing each other over a historic field, it doesn't seem quite... It's nice, it's important, but what is it? What's the quality that we're looking for? And unfortunately, because it was so axiomatic that as a soul, everybody grows up with it emotionally, you're slime as a soul, that when you have to put a frame around it, and you have to put... So when you ask somebody who's a Zionist, he's constantly with us, well, are you a Zionist enough? But the problem is there's a catch up there because the word itself includes many things to many people, and it's depending on what you mean it to be. And what's the important part is not just to say how much a Jew pines for Yerushalayim or Yisrael, what is it we're pining for? This one is Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who, by everybody's count, is considered to be a big Zionist. And he does these expressions of Ava and Chiva for Eretz Yisrael is extraordinary. The kinnah is powerfully moving. I once heard a mussel for a Soloveitchik. He said that after his father passed away, he was very depressed and broken for a long time. But he got over it. But every time Yom Tov comes, he tries to remember, he remembers the beauty of how beautiful his father's home was on Yom Tov, it eats him up again. He says that the previous kinnis deal, many of them deal with the Churbanis and the Tzaris, and there's a tendency of that it's Nishkach Min HaLev as time goes on. Rabbi Yehuda Levi paints the beauty of Yerushalayim in its beauty, and that tugs at the heart more and more as time goes on. He says, and let me just take out a point or two or three we speak. He says, Shama Shechina Shechuna Lach, that's where you have Shechina. Ukvayda Shem Levad Hoyam Oyeh. And the light of Eretz Yisrael, the light of Yerushalayim, is Midrash was Ukvayda Shem alone. And you don't need the light of heaven. In other words, a melitza meaning we can understand things through Torah itself without the need to build on other problems. I want to choose for my nefesh to pour his heart out from the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured his spirit onto his chosen one. In other words, the place where we kaviyachol pour our insights out to each other is Yerushalayim, is the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours out his words into the Navi, and we pour out our tefillahs to him. So that's where he if only I could walk the places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgala to Nevi'im and to Shluchim. And it says, Chai Neshomis Avir Arte. The ear of Eretz Yisrael is the ear of Neshomis. It's oxygen for the Neshama. His entire take on Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael is the place pours himself out, reveals himself to, and so on. If that's where we get a sense of it, and that's what pulls it. Every person has in himself a neshama that's driving for fulfillment, for expression, to grow. It's like a person who's stunted. He's in a place that he can only get to a certain point, and he frets and tries to get out and blossom. Every person on an innermost level, I always say, if you want to find the right expression when you say this, all these things, you need to attach it to your inner spiritual motivation. That which drives a person to ruchnis, that same nekudah of ruchnis, understanding that you will never blossom fully except in the air of Eretz Yisrael. The school of Eretz Yisrael is, it's the place where Nebuah can be chal, it's the place where Kehuna expresses itself. All the ruchnistic matanis of the world find themselves in Eretz Yisrael only. That's what we're yearning for. And if it's not there today completely, we'll be there. It's such an extraordinary, beautiful kina, but it gives us so much expression of what it is a person pines for. We pine for Eretz Yisrael because the inside of us that always pines for being spiritual knows that it's not going to find it here completely. We're always going to be stuck into a confined heaven. And Eretz Yisrael, that's what he's expressing here. See ya.